From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Gospel program. We'll be reading from Mark chapter 7, the verses 31 through to the end of the chapter. We have been looking at this portion, which involves the Savior healing a man who was deaf and dumb. We're returning to that in just a moment. We will have the Reverend William McCrae sing for us this morning. The Comforter Has Come is the hymn that he'll be singing for us today. Just before we read the scriptures, may I remind you of our program tonight. We will be playing the third extract from the testimony of Tony Cafferkey. Tony was born in Achill Highland, and he has a wonderful testimony to give of God's saving grace. We'll play more of that tonight, and of course we're offering the full testimony tape free to anyone who asks. Now let's read from Mark chapter 7, and we'll begin at verse 31. And again departing from the coasts of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coasts of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech, and they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit, and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed, and saith unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Now here's Reverend McCrae singing, The Comforter Has Come.
Spread the tidings round, wherever man is found, wherever human hearts and human woes abound. Let every Christian tongue proclaim the joyful sound, the Comforter has come. The wherever man is found, the Comforter has come. The long, long night is past, the morning breaks at last, and hush the dreadful wail and fury of the blast, as o'er the golden hills the day advances fast, the Comforter has come. The Comforter has come, the Comforter has come, the tidings round, wherever man is found.
the mighty King of Kings, with healing in his wings, to every captive soul a full deliverance brings. And through the vacant cells the song of triumph rings. The
Turn with me now, please, to the portion of Scripture we just read, Mark chapter 7, verses 31 to 37. We have been considering this wonderful miracle, and it was a wonderful miracle. This man who was deaf and dumb is instantly delivered from these two afflictions. But as I said, it is not just that this miracle demonstrates the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, but there are underlying lessons that we must take note of. Here we have a picture of the spiritual state of man. That man, in his deafness and in his dumbness, pictures for us the spiritual state of mankind. Man cannot hear the word of God. He may listen to the preacher who proclaims God's word and hear the words that come from the preacher's mouth, but the message of God does not register with his heart, because man is deaf to God. "Why do ye not understand my speech?" said the Saviour on one occasion. "Even because ye cannot hear my word," was his explanation. "Ye cannot hear my word." That doesn't mean that they couldn't hear the words that he uttered. They couldn't hear the sounds that came forth from his mouth. Well, they could hear that all right. But the message, the word, did not register with their hearts. They did not grasp what it was he was saying. That's what was wrong with Nicodemus in John chapter 3, as he listened to the Saviour say, "You must be born again." This learned man, for he was a doctor of the law, but he couldn't understand what Christ was talking about. His heart was deaf to the word of God. We've also pointed out that our salvation depends upon us hearing God's word. Now, this shows the plight that man is in. He cannot hear that which alone can save him. We're invited in Isaiah, indeed I would say we're commanded in Isaiah chapter 55 in the verse 3, "Incline your ear and come unto me, hear and your soul shall live." Hear and your soul shall live. The very thing that we need to do in order that our soul might live, we cannot do of ourselves. We're like this man. He couldn't make himself to hear, nor could he make himself to speak. He needed the touch of Christ upon him. And so do all men. Christ said that he came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. We're not involved in the saving of ourselves. We can't do that. It's impossible for us to do it. We must turn to Christ and cast ourselves upon him if we are to be saved. And let me point out today that being unable to spiritually hear God's word affects men in how they live. You can well imagine how the life of this individual here in this chapter was affected by his deafness. It greatly hampered his life. It shut him off from many things. And so those who cannot hear God's word are shut off from much. Let me say, first of all, those who are deaf to God's word live dangerously.
And by that I mean, there is much in God's Word that warns us about the dangers that men face, not least of which is eternal damnation. But if we're deaf to those warnings, how dangerously we live. Most of the warnings sounded in this world today are audible signals. Yes, there are those that we can see with our eyes, but most signals are audible, from the honking of a car horn to the whistle of a train. So many things that are a threat to us signal that threat by sound. But if you can't hear, how dangerous then is this world to those who are deaf? How dangerously men who cannot hear God's word live. If you have not heeded God's word today, if you're deaf to God's word today, you're living most dangerously. You have not recognized that God calls upon us to flee from wrath to come, that it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. Oh, that God might open your ears to his word today. Men live discontentedly when they do not hear God's word, because God's word is the source of joy and peace and contentment. It is found nowhere else. There is hardly a day that passes, but we open our newspapers and we read of the tragedy that has overtaken someone famous, rich, adored by millions, but obviously living without any joy or peace or contentment. And all that they had in this world could not bring to them that which gave their life meaning. No, it's only through God's word that life takes on a meaning. But what if we're deaf to it and we miss its message? May God open your ears. Quickly, let me just say that those who live deaf to God's word live an unprofitable life. An unprofitable life. If we do not heed the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Our soul can only be saved through the hearing of God's word. Those who are deaf to God's word will lose their souls. And what will their life have profited them? Oh, that we might glimpse eternity. Oh, that we might understand something of that world to which men are going. A world that will, in its miseries and judgment, more than cancel out 1,000 times over whatever they may think they have gained in this life. Heed God's word today. Oh, cry unto Christ and say, "Lord, open my ears to thy truth, that I might be saved." God bless you. We look forward to you joining with us again next week.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.